We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and we got the whole Radio Entrepreneurs team. On my left is our magic of the keyboard, Chris Jarrell. I think he's surfing Facebook right now. To my right is Alex Cooper, our executive producer. This is, I think, the second time behind the mic, yeah, correct, Alex?
That's correct.
Right? Yeah. Good? Second, maybe third, who knows? But even better, we have as our reporter today, John Dustin from JED Insurance. Welcome back, John.
Alex and Jeff, glad to be here.
A couple of things, John. I know we're going to talk about perpetualization and disaster recovery, but recently I think all of us were at the JED anniversary party, correct?
Correct, Jeff. We finished our 15th full year, and we just wanted to give back to the advisors, consultants, coaches, people that refer business to us, and I think it was a great event.
I liked it a lot. I liked the hors d'oeuvres. I managed to park myself right beside them for the night.
Well, it's good that somebody was there to rate them. That's excellent.
Yeah, I was having a good time eating. I'm sure it contributed to my waistline. Listen, John, this whole perpetuation concept, can you want to explain it to our listeners?
Yeah, you know, it's a funny thing with entrepreneurs and business owners. I think at the under the real large level, I think there's a need to understand not only risk, but perpetuation of key people go down. If there's a disaster or a catastrophe, how do we recover? Do we have backup systems on clouds? Do we have vendors we can buy from? Do we have bottlenecks in our business that if there was a fire, earthquake, flood, and that were to go down, can we continue our business? So Jeff, as a consultant with Mage, you probably help businesses grow and transition so that they can either perpetuate internally or be sold off at some point. Protecting that asset is critical. Unfortunately, unless you're mega huge and have your own risk control department, most businesses probably don't even think about it. The insurance industry, it's a little complex for them because they have some facility to provide that information, but they don't have people outwardly prospecting and delivering the information. So I think it's up to advisors, accountants, lawyers, insurance agents, et cetera, to kind of become a resource and pull together and provide them with enough information.
So again, I'll speak as a consultant. Tell me why I need to tell this to my clients.
Okay, so if you have a business that's generating significant revenue and there's two key principles and they go down, or one of them goes down, can they replace them? Do they have income in the operating account to go hire someone else to do like-kind things? Can they outsource it? If their building blows up and they lose their key piece of equipment and it takes 24 months to secure a new piece, where are they getting that from? Can they continue without business income insurance? They're right. All things that I think should be discussed by the team. And one of the things I've always felt, even in my industry, we don't do enough of is bring the team together. Does the accountant, lawyer, Jeff Davis, all the resources the businesses have ever communicate and talk at once? Probably highly unlikely.
I have one client that does that, or we all get together.
And they probably get pretty good results as communication, and hopefully they gain a lot of information from that.
You know, I think in concept it's good. You have to structure it right. You know, if you don't, just bringing them together isn't enough. You have to have an agenda, topic areas, give them the information ahead of time, and really provide a structure for people to be prepared and participate properly.
And with the new, every year, so it's not a one time, and I've had clients say, well, I went to XYZ insurance company and they gave me, you know, an off the shelf catastrophe plan, and if I go down, I'll be all set. Well, that would have been fine 5 years ago. Who knew about cyber liability? Who knew about all the fraud that could occur? You know, and there's vehicles to insure some of that. Not all of it is insurance related, obviously. CPAs have to be involved. Banks have to be involved. I think it's impossible to cover every single exposure, but I think a business should at least address it so that if they're trying to grow or sell or transition to the next generation, they're protecting what they have.
Interesting. And this part of that, looking also at disaster recovery?
Yeah. Disaster recovery, again, unless you're a large level business dealing with a very sophisticated insurance broker, it's never even considered. You know, some businesses still have local service, equipment that takes forever to automate and customize for them, and they don't consider the exposure. If I have a building blow up or a fire or a large theft or a water damage claim, what's going to happen? I'll take it a step further. If somebody had a catastrophe, can they get in touch with all their personnel? Do they have a way to get in touch with everybody?
Right.
Probably not. And I'm guilty of it. You're guilty of it. These things, you don't spend a lot of time on it because people look for what? They look for how much am I going to make doing this? Well, the other side of the coin, what insurance brings and risk management.
Even some of my food clients, I think, don't have it. Some of them do, but I know food companies that don't. And you got to be prepared for disaster in the food business or the pharmaceutical business.
And when I meet with clients, I often talk to them about if you were to get shut down, what's your exposure? And they say, well, I don't know. I don't think long term about it. We'll just set up. And I say, well, if you're supplying Whole Foods with a contract and you're shut down in the food industry, do you think Whole Foods is going to wait 6 months to get their next shipment?
No, I know for a fact they won't.
They'll switch suppliers right away. And so that's what ultimately you want to try to have a vision to protect, is that future asset. And I just think it's a challenge, and I think small businesses, it's just not that readily available. We do try to address some of this with our clients, you know, because we do everything from the ground up, and this isn't an infomercial. But even at that, are they addressing if the major partner gets disabled or gets killed, how are we going to fund his replacement? Do we have overhead expense to cover what's going on? And I think it's important issues in front of us. And the world is far more complicated today than it was 5 years ago even.
It's a concern for me. Do you have any stories of companies that you've gone through this that you could share?
So I have one company that was a public company, and a number of years ago they had a machine that was imported from Italy. And this was not John Dustin's brain science or rocket science. They had a carrier called Chubb, and Chubb came in and did some real investigative sort of interrogatory work to determine if they lost this main piece of equipment, you know, the major piece of equipment, what would happen. And they did have a plan, and they had a backup plan, and didn't the machine, they had a brownout in the industrial park, and it destroyed the machine. Now, I wouldn't have gone in and thought of a brownout as a possible exposure. And they were able to get the machine in relatively short amount of time and fulfill their contracts. But absent that plan, they probably wouldn't have even thought of it.
Wow, and that could have been detrimental.
And not only that, so if you have a catastrophe or you have a disaster or somebody dies, do you have the ability to get a public relation company to do some preventive maintenance ahead of time and protect the company? Those are other things that are difficult to address.
Wow. John, someone wants to find you at JED Insurance. How would they do that?
They can call us at 508-543-1067. They can reach us on the web at www.jedinsurance.com, or they can call me at 508-543-1067.
And a little 1 minute on JED, since it was their 15th anniversary. Tell us about the staff and how big you've grown over the years.
So the agency's now at 9 folks finally, and we just took some additional office space and made some infrastructure changes. We're really trying to continue to deliver the service that we started with 15 years ago. And as you grow, and Jeff, you're an expansion guy. I don't mean that physically, but Jeff is an expansion guy. with businesses, come on. So when you're trying to grow, keeping that level of service to where you originally delivered it is probably one of the most difficult objectives to meet.
Well, congratulations. I know you do a great job. We just have to criticize Alex before we leave that this was the Blue Jacket segment, and he didn't send the memo to Chris.
Okay.
So next time, make sure Chris, blue shirt, not blue jacket, Chris. Yeah. So we're going to take a break. This was John Dustin from JD Insurance and also Alex Cooper of Radio Entrepreneurs. He's the guy you want to contact if you want to be on Radio Entrepreneurs or you want your friends to be on. Alex, you want to give us your email?
Yes, it's acooper@radioentrepreneurs.com.
Good for that. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.